Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Remember, you miss any part of the show, you can always grab the podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you grab your podcasts. Just put in the term Sports Junkies. We had Grant Paulson on earlier. Grant said he liked Happy Gilmore. 65% on our poll say they liked it. So 35% with Drabby out on Happy Gilmore 2.
Very good.
One thing I'm confident in, EB won't see it. And I'm pretty confident Jason won't see it either.
I think there's Billy Joel documentary.
If it's on Netflix, I might just watch it.
I think they should watch it just for the golfer cameos.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Maybe I'll watch it just to check it out, just to give you a rare opinion.
Plus, but you could see Paige Spiranak.
Yeah, I guess. I think there's a Billy Joel documentary that just came out maybe like a couple days ago.
I haven't watched it yet, but it looks intriguing.
I think I want to see that. I mean, I love music docs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'd be right up my alley.
My buddy was telling me about a Yacht Rock documentary.
Yeah, I've seen it.
What's it called? You know? Is it pretty good?
It's okay. I wish you. I would have maybe done it a little bit differently,
is that on net?
I think so. I don't know. I think so.
Looks like HBO.
Whatever.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've
actually watched it twice, so I liked it enough. I liked the music enough that I endured it twice, but I wish it was a little bit better. To be honest with you.
A lot of Christopher Cross in there.
Christopher Cross, Michael McDonald.
Love it.
It's a little weird the way that they based it on these guys that did like a Yacht Rock YouTube stream thing. They're kind of like crediting those guys for labeling it Yacht Rock.
Looks like it's just called Yacht Rock, a documentary.
Yeah.
But a documentary, D-O-C-K.
I like that.
I like that
spelling.
Yeah.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
Hollywood music scene. Of course, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's a general manager. She'll take care of you. You can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right on their website, bmwfairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star either way, though, I promise. By the way, Happy Gilmore 2 is the one that everyone's sort of talking about today. I will get to the Fantastic Four, which won the box office. But there's a website out there that I'm sure you guys are familiar with, Tom's Guide. You've ever seen that?
I've not.
They do various, I don't know, they do a lot of entertainment stuff. They come out with the 5 best Netflix comedies to stream after you're done watching Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know if any of
these... Can I predict one?
Sure. These are movies that have come out on Netflix, I guess, over the last year or two.
Over the last year or two?
Yes.
I'm not sure this was further back, but I liked it. Guilty pleasure movie like Happy Gilmore.
Actually,
the
one
wrong
of them
Missy.
Is,
okay.
Did you see that one?
I think I did see it.
One of these is like 17 years old. It's at the bottom of it. It's called Burn After Reading. Have you heard of that? Came out in 2008.
Not sure.
All right, so it's not just the last year or two.
Yeah.
Did my wrong Missy make it? I like that dumb movie.
No, that did not make it. So it's got, and I don't know if this is in any particular order, but it's got Hitman, starring everybody's favorite Glenn Powell.
Don't know anything about it.
A dark, funny comedy thriller that cemented Glenn Powell's status as a breakout Hollywood star. It says, a cross between a breezy crime caper and a rom-com. So that's one you could check out. One of Them Days, I'm not even sure. It's a spin on the classic buddy comedy, starring Kiki Palmer. I don't know if you're into that. Beetlejuice, which I guess was Tim Burton's answer to the Beetlejuice that came out last year. Did any of you guys see that yet?
Did not.
Yeah. And then
I haven't seen the first one.
And then Dungeons and Dragons. Honor Among Thieves.
Not going to see that. Though I think it's like a comedy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, this is one of the five comedies.
It's a comedic spin on D&D.
So you guys have all done
none of them.
Maybe if you're in the mood for comedy and you're like, oh, I already watched Happy Gilmore 2. What am I going to watch tonight? Well, there you go. There are a couple options. But if you want to go to the movies, did your son go?
He did see Fantastic Four.
All right. He's one of those guys.
Did that kill it?
He liked it a lot.
Finished number one, did $118 million. Major comeback for the series. Let me see. Short of maybe the expected $130 million, but it did very well. The best performing weekend for a Marvel film this year, easily surpassing Captain America and Thunderbolts. So give me your son's take on it. He just said he loved it.
I didn't get any details. He thought it was really well done.
My file on Fantastic Four is not that good. I know that.
Give me the four characters.
I don't know them. That's what I'm saying. Maybe Human Torch.
Human Torch is one.
That's one.
Yeah.
Is there a Surfer guy? Like some sort of like
Silver Surfer is not in. I don't think is in the mix. It's
who does Pascal?
It's like a thing, or I don't know what you call him.
Who does Pascal play?
He plays. Is it Mr. Fantastic? I believe.
All right.
What is Mr.
He like,
Fantastic?
Is he like a Plastic Man type deal? I don't know.
See, you don't even have a good file on it.
The Thing is like this big rock thing.
I know that.
Human Torch and is it
Storm, 2 for 4?
Storm, right?
I don't know. Invisible Woman? I don't even
Invisible Woman.
My file on them is not the greatest.
Slightly better than mine.
So Fantastic Four number one did 118 million, maybe slightly below what they expected, 130, but still a big win for them. Superman finished second, kind of a big drop off though, only 25 million there. But so far, it's grossed almost $300 million domestically, $289 million.
Right, here are the Fantastic Four powers. Mr. Fantastic stretches his body into incredible lengths.
Okay.
Invisible Woman renders herself invisible and can create powerful invisible force fields, EB, in case you're wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Human Torch, obvious, and the Thing possesses superhuman strength.
Who was Stretch Armstrong? Is that just a toy just a we toy. Grew up with?
Yeah, just a random toy. You think it wasn't a fun toy where you could just stretch his arms out like as far as your arms could go? And then eventually it would break and like stuff would ooze out of him.
Right.
You have to throw him away.
Some radioactive chemicals.
Yeah,
all those movies you talked about, all those IMAX movies are just killing it. So everyone wants to go see those.
Right.
And I think there's, I heard this morning, 12 more coming out this year. It's either 7 or 12 more IMAX movies.
Don't know anything about them.
Valdez, I know that
all the ones you just mentioned.
You're just talking Marvel movies.
Yeah, I'm just saying the IMAX theater movies are all those are the ones that are killing it.
I don't know. Have I ever seen an IMAX movie? I think
one or two.
I've
seen one or two.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
You haven't.
I'm IMAXless. Maybe I'll have to try it sometime.
I've seen one or two.
Valdez, lose more of my hearing.
I know you're a big Beyonce Cowboy Carter album. You raved about that. She's doing her Cowboy Carter tour. I guess she ended it with her final tour stop in Vegas, and it included a Destiny's Child reunion. So there
just
you go.
Just throwing them a bone?
Yeah, throwing the old... Yeah, can you name the other two members?
Kelly Rowland
and Michelle Williams, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't have pulled her.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of interesting. You could put that tour to rest. I guess Jennifer Lopez is still touring. I guess she had another wardrobe malfunction. I think I saw a clip of it. It almost looked like it was planned, like more than it was.
I saw people saying that too.
Yeah, it almost looked like it was planned,
just to drum up some interest in her tour.
Yeah, right. Terrible.
That's sad.
Isn't that sad?
That's what she succumbed to.
Yeah. Jay Leno's in the news, and he is criticizing the modern late-night talk shows for alienating half their audience with their partisan politics. I happen to agree with him. There's some people have seen Jay lately, and they, you know,
is
he doesn't
doing
look
all right, or
he just looks rough. You know, he's had a couple incidents.
Set himself on fire accidentally.
Yeah,
a few months
ago. Yeah, he was in front
ago.
Of all those steam cars and like blew his face up. And remember, he claimed to have fallen down a hill a couple years ago. He's dealing with his wife, who's got like severe Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. Mm. He's got a lot going on, but he still. They had pictures of him and video of him just last week. He was in one of those dumb steam cars or whatever that he owns, just driving around L.A.
Yeah,
you know, just going for a joyride. I mean, what else are you gonna do?
He fell down a 60-foot hill.
How did he survive that?
I don't know. He's 74 years old when it happened.
I think he like rolled down the hill type thing. It's not like he fell into a drop.
He said, I rolled down the hill, hit my head on a rock, and it knocked me in the eye.
I don't remember how he survived that.
Now, some people thought
he would have broken his freaking spine.
The people with the alternate hypotheses, Cakes, were suggesting that he got beat up.
Ah, okay.
And I can't remember what it was over, but yeah. I'm sure you care, Cakes, but they're saying that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, they had the rocks.
They know. They may be on the rocks. I don't know. But their $100 million Netflix deal looks like it's going to expire with a whimper. Nobody paying attention. I can't imagine that Netflix is going to Renew it.
What'd they come up with?
Who knows?
I have no idea.
You imagine?
Did they have a podcast that died too?
I thought Meghan Markle maybe did a cooking show. Did I see something about that?
Oh, yeah, she did, I think.
Oh, Meghan, we're going to have to do some belt tightening. No more $100 million Netflix deal coming through.
I'm sure that's
what he sounds like.
They say, here's a royal expert who commenting, saying, quote, cancellation is a proper response to ghastly ratings, since the only project they produced with financial benefit to Netflix was their initial mudslinging of the royal family during their docuseries, Harry and Meghan.
Mm. They did a reality show.
I guess. American Eagle, they announced an upcoming fall campaign with Drab and Valdez's Sydney Sweeney. They say
Drab did discover her.
The stock immediately skyrocketed.
Well, it got a pop. It got like a 15% pop, I think.
I feel like I used to go to American Eagle in my 20s. What's the appropriate age cutoff for American Eagle?
Pop, you're 20. Yeah.
Teenage.
Yes.
I saw she's everywhere. She's got her own ice cream or donut or something at Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm. She's a great entrepreneur.
Yeah, she's everywhere.
Give her credit.
Hey, we used to have our own donuts.
We did. The fractured prune?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, way back in the day. Yeah, I like that.
I had chocolate and peanut butter.
I can't remember what mine had in it, but I know it was good and it was fattening.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
And last but not least, two baseball fans, Cakes, they appeared to be having too good of a time at Yankee Stadium.
Saw it, yeah.
I don't know what they were doing, but there's a guy wearing an Eagle, I can guess, wearing an Eagles jersey, sitting alongside a woman, and they say that they were engaging in a sex act. Now, it doesn't look like, I can't see their hands, so I'm assuming that's what was going on.
Yeah.
But it's not like their
Why
heads
Why is he
are,
wearing an Eagles jersey at a Yankee
He's
game?
Wearing a Phillies lid, too.
No,
he's wearing a Phillies jersey and a Phillies hat.
Oh, yeah. Why do you say Eagles?
I don't know why I said that.
Oh, okay.
Did I say Eagles? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, it's kind of a hot video.
All right, send it
look
to
at her. She's like,
I can't tell, dude. All I see is a still picture.
Oh, haven't seen the video?
I haven't seen the video. No.
She's shaking.
Oh, she is? I want to see
Big
it.
Big baseball fan.
I will say this. I was in the Philly area, right, because we were there this weekend, and we're just killing time, wandering around town, going to TJ Maxx and Marsh, just killing time, literally. Went to Bubba's
You're
Steakhouse.
Undefeated at going to TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
He goes to tropical islands.
One
and
of them
has
some fall
Maxx.
Stuff.
Oh, you're waiting for the fall gear?
Waiting for the fall gear.
Okay.
Yeah, the fall could be coming any day
it's
now.
A big drop.
Back to school. But they do have a ton of pride. Like, everyone's wearing Phillies or Eagles stuff.
Sure.
Like in the surrounding, I wasn't even in the city. I was just in the outskirts, the suburbs. Mm-hmm. And you go into stores, and they're all Phillies and Eagles hats and jerseys
everywhere.
That's
how cities are supposed to be.
Not like that around here.
Struck me in Pittsburgh when I went to Pittsburgh the one time. You didn't see any.
Pittsburgh is that way too, yeah. For sure.
Well, Philly, they're crazy. I mean, they're just crazy fans up there.
Yeah, I mean, they're diehard. All right, hold on. So Drabby just sent me the video. So am I supposed to watch this right here? Do you think I'll get titillated? Let me see. It's 32 seconds. No. Is he got his right hand somewhere?
It's I think hidden. At some point he does.
How are they? So what's the point? Like they're way up in the stands.
Point
not
is,
too many.
They're bored watching baseball. Big surprise, and they're
come on, baseball cakes.
They're resorting to but some like, other shenanigans.
He's not even looking at her.
I know.
She's writhing around.
It's the exhibitionist in them.
So that's what it is?
Yeah,
you think they're filming something like for their OnlyFans
no,
or something?
No.
You think these are just two regular folks?
Yes.
Just,
yes.
Some randos. Other loser a couple rows back in the worst seats in the house videoed them.
He got horny at a baseball game. He's taking care of her, and then people are watching it.
Yeah, but it's literally broad daylight. Now, the only thing is, the only people that would catch that would be the people behind.
Right.
Because the people in front of you are not going to catch it. There's only, looks like, a couple rows behind you.
Hey, maybe she's
so
horned
putting
up.
Putting on a show for just a few people.
Maybe she's horned up because she hit the 50-50 jackpot.
I don't think they're putting on a show.
You think they're just literally trying to hide it.
Yes.
They're trying to be discreet.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
They're trying to hide in plain sight.
the old, like, movie theater trick.
I mean, she's totally squirming around.
Yeah. I know.
Is there audio?
Like a PA announcer.
Something tells me this is not going to be the last viewing of this video.
I'm going to have to check the audio.
Yeah, I mean, she's not even attractive. You can't, you know.
I mean, who cares?
I'm just saying, there's no way you can get that
one through. I like it, though. I like your hustle, Valdez.
Well, it's just interesting because he's trying to help her. And he's paying no attention to her, though. He's just looking at the field.
I know, because if you're looking at...
He's trying to play it off.
Yeah, because you're looking at her, then everyone's going to know what you're doing. He thinks he's being slick.
He does.
They both do.
She can't sit still. Boy, she's having
neither can you.
She's having a day.
Yeah. You're going to watch that during a commercial break.
Yeah, I might.
Yeah, get a commercial break film study.
All right. All right, there you go. I entertained you.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. We'll come back and talk about who everybody is saying is the breakout star of Commanders training camp so far.